the fourth one wants to move to this to the same location, he's not allowed. Something can happen. Why? Let's say you live in Englewood, your children move to Teaneck. Up to three children, okay. The fourth one wants to move, don't let him move to Teaneck. Don't let him. Very dangerous. Says father-in-law and son-in-law should not have the same name. Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law should not have the same name. Two mother-in-laws should not have the same name. Two father-in-laws should not have the same name. If they have two names, okay. But let's say the groom's father is Chaim, and the bride's name father the bride's father's name is Chaim. Never, can't get married. I was involved in a case, nothing directly involved, indirect. Very big mekubal called me, very big. He said, I want to change my name. You want to change your name? He said, Chas Shalom. I said, somebody sick? He said, no. I'm 60 years old. He has already grandchildren. He lives in Mansi. I says, my daughter goes out with a boy from Lakewood. And the boy's father, his name is Avram Tzvi. And my name is Avram. So I sent the question to Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, no way. Your daughter should not go out with the boy. So I said, but I like the boy very much. So Chaim Kanievsky said, you got to change your name. So he calls me up. He said, what name should I choose? I said, you know what? Chaim Kanievsky told you to change your name. He's the chief. Ask him what name to change. Tell him I don't want to say it. If he's involved in the case, I don't want to take over. Called up the Shamash of Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky said, the man is 60 years old. And everybody knows his name is Avram. Big Mekubal, Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva, but Rav. Chaim said, you know what? It doesn't matter which name you change. Avram starts with Aleph, ends with Mem. Take any name in the Tanakh. Starts with Aleph, ends with Mem. Which one you want? He says, Eliakim. His daughter got engaged to the boy. I come to the engagement and says, Rabbi Avram said, no, Rabbi Eliakim. 60 years old. Scared from the Tzabat Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. It's a fat book with a lot of things. It says, you can't polish your shoes before you go on a trip. What's the problem now? You go outside your house, you go on a trip. All of a sudden, you realize you forgot something inside the house. Don't get back to take it. Sounds superstitious. But this guy lived about 800 years ago. One of Balei HaTosfot, major guy. He wrote, it's called The Wheel of Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. A lot of things, says him. A lot of things. Scary things.
He wrote, says the thing.
Huh?
You wrote
an Inzimilot? Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know, maybe. I said two brothers may not live on the same street.
Two brothers cannot live in the same street?
No. Something might happen. Not the tragedy of.
What about parents and sons and daughters?
That's okay. Whole thing.
I don't know if you ask.
Now you might have to do it.
Now you got in trouble.
You see? If you don't ask, you don't know. Shlomo HaMelech says it. Yeah. The more you know, it hurts more.
I once went to Rapinto, to go to Rapinto. He says, how's your basement? It's flooding. I said, no, it's not. 2 days later, $20,000. I never go back to me. Can't afford them. 2 days later.
Because he said it.
That's why I'm not going. I'm mailing the check. Anonymous.
Yeah, with your permission. As the doctor said, his wife told him that tonight is a very special night. Ari said it's like night of Yom Kippur. That's a powerful tonight. Zot Chanukah, the Ari says, it's Gemara Chatima. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu decided on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, so called, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a chance the last day of Chanukah. That's it in the Ari. Books full of it. The question is, what is this? What Chanukah has to do with that thing? There are a lot of stories about the candles, about this, but still, what is this Zot Chanukah, this last of Chanukah is so powerful. And of course, the regular question is, you know, that Chanukah by itself is a very powerful Chag. But the amazing thing, as the Gemara says, that after they found the pitcher, that was supposed to be sufficient enough just for a night, was enough for 8 nights, the next year, Chachamim decided to make a holiday forever, Chanukah. According to some Chachamim, this is going to stay also forever like Purim. Even though it doesn't say in the Gemara, but you say Chanukah is very, very powerful. Very powerful. So the Gemara, you know, the next year they say that Chanukah is going to be a holiday just to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leodot Lalev. Nothing else. We say Shulchan Aruch, those Chanukah parties are meaningless. The opposite, Rashi says, the Gemara says, work as usual, don't take off, there's no excuse to take off Hanukkah. Just say Halel. Very, very strange holiday. Purim, the Shulchan Aruch says, somebody goes to work on Purim, lo reh siman bracha. And it says, whatever money a person makes on Purim has no blessing. Hanukkah is nothing, very strange, just to say Halel. And again, simple explanation again. Hashem saved us from the Greeks. 180 years, the Greeks were in Israel. Hashem saved us. Okay, so you should make a big party. No party. Nothing. Business as usual, just go to the Knesset and say Halel. And Hashem made a miracle with the candles. They found the pitcher. And the Gemara says this is the root of the Chag. Why Hashem made it? What's the purpose? Enough. If it was just, you know, we chased them out of the country, and this is a victory by itself. You don't need the pitcher of oil to say, you know, this is the way the Gemara said. This is really the champion is found the pitcher, and if they wouldn't find the pitcher, find the pitcher. The Gemara says. They didn't even light menorah. The Greeks stole the menorah. When the Chashmonim came to Beit HaMikdash, there was no menorah inside. They stole it. They had one menorah, at least one in the Vatican, and one someplace in Athens. They didn't have it. The Gemara says, well, what happens? When they came to Beit HaMikdash, they found some 8 pieces of metal. So they took the 8 pieces of metal, they stuck them in the ground, and they lit them in the yard. No menorah was nothing. They just decided to do it. They decided to light outside. What's the reason to light outside? Why you have to light outside? There was no menorah. V'idliku nerot b'chatzot kodshecha. Simple explanation, the Chachamim say. When you say in Al-Nisim, they lit candles. It doesn't say they lit the menorah. It says they lit candles b'chatzot kodshecha in the yard. It says the Gemara, yeah, that's what happened in the yard. There was no menorah. The Greeks stole the menorah. They stole the other vessels, the dishes, they stole everything. They were there 180 years, they stole everything. The Mikdash was deserted, they just did not pick up the altar, the outside altar from the floor. But the rest, the small things that they grabbed, they stole it. And they come to Maccabim inside and they found some Shippudim, the Gemara says. It's like, you know, a piece of metal that they make barbecue on it. So they stuck them in the ground and they lit. They took it, they found a pitcher of oil. For what? They found a pitcher of oil to light what? Light outside? Why do you need to light outside? Why do you have to light outside? Maybe it was dark outside when they leave? Maybe. And then comes Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch said that Chanukah is so important, a person must light Chanukah candle. If he doesn't have money, he has to go rent himself out. Go beg money for people. So they must. So what is really the secret? This comes out Hanukkah as a hero. He says it's like Yom Kippur. And the story is one of the big rebbes, the Hasidim. What is his name? The lawyer of Am Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev. He came to one town. It's a true story. It's not a joke. So he came to one town, and they told him that over here the guy that really owns the whole village is very rich. He's crazy for ski. So in the winter time, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of snow. In the summertime, there's no snow. The guy is so rich that he used to buy sugar, trucks of sugar, and spread sugar on the field and go ski on the sugar. They told him this is a story, true story. I said, the guy is so rich, but he loves skiing, but what are you going to do in the summertime? There's no ice. So today they import ice. But in those days they couldn't import ice. So Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Berditchev said, does the guy like Hanukkah candles? So the people in the shul asked, the guy is a goy. So he said, you don't understand. What you're going to get from Hanukkah candle is much higher than skiing on sugar. If the guy would have known, would convert just for Hanukkah. This would be enough for him. He wouldn't have to go and buy sugar instead of the sugar. That's how powerful Hanukkah is. So here came the Chashmonaim, and Bedin Chashmonaim. We don't have information when, but they made the text that we say Allah Nisim. Just to add this in Shmonesra, it's a whole question if you're allowed to add anything. Because the Mishnah, the Gemara said that you're not allowed to add anything in the last three brachot of Shmonesra, as well, of course, the first three brachot. He came to Chashmonaim and said, listen, you have to add something. Add this, and also in Birkat HaMazon. Since the text reads like this, in the time of the wicked Greece, Malchut Yaman HaRasha, so Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was at the time, and the wicked, said the wicked, what's the title? They say Haman HaRasha, but you don't say Paras HaRashaim. Of course, maybe over here it was worse, they wanted everybody to become a Greek. So they came, they wanted us to forget the Torah, l'shakham toratach, l'aviram mechukei ratzenach. You say, they want us to forget the Torah. I don't know what it means exactly. V'ata berachamecha rabim, the text means like this, you with a lot of mercy, amadet halayim be'et saratam. You stood up. That's not the correct Hebrew. Don't say it in Hebrew. In Hebrew you say, v'ata berachamecha rabim, richamt halayim. You with a lot of mercy, you had mercy on them. Don't say, Ata barachamei chamim, you with a lot of mercy, stood up. Stood up. Don't say stood up. You say like this, Rav Tait Rivam, simple explanation of the words, Rav Tait Rivam means, you quarreled their quarrel. Lariv is not to fight. In English, here it says, two people have like a misunderstanding or an argument, so they say they have fight. No, in Hebrew, fight is, in Hebrew, it's called Ilachem. But to quarrel is Riv. Usually people don't use it in English. It's in the dictionary. So we say, Ravta et Rivam. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about the Tzeret Chashmonaim. They're talking about Am Yisrael. That says, most of Am Yisrael did not care what was going on. I says, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ravta et Rivam. I says, you made a quarrel for them. What does it mean? Quarrel for them? They wanted to do a quarrel with somebody. They wanted to do a quarrel with somebody. No, the Chashmonaim came and they fought to get them out of the country. We don't say they had a quarrel. Who had a quarrel? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we said, you quarreled for them. And it says, Dante Adinam. You judge their judgment. What do you mean judgment? What kind of judgment? It was a war. It was a war to throw them out of the country. He says, no, Danta, Yakatish Bahu, you judged Ed Dinam, what they wanted to do. Means to tell Akatish Bahu, listen, you really did the job for us. So those are the first two things. I don't know what, not exactly what does it mean exactly. And the third one is Nakampatik Matam, it means you took their revenge. A little bit makes a little bit more sense to us what it means. But the first two, what does it mean? Masalta Giburim Biyad Chalashim, so you gave the strong ones, the hero ones, in the hands of the wicked ones. Rabim Biyad Me'atim, a lot of them in the hands of a very small amount of people, only 13 Chashmonaim. Rashaim Biyad Tzadikim, wicked in the hands of holy. Tmeim Biyad Torim, impure ones in the hands of the pure ones. Zedim, very bad ones, Biyad Oskei Toratach, in the hands of the people that study Torah. Let me say, Olcha, Sita, you for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did Shem Gadol Bekadosh Bo'olamecha, big name and a holy name for you in your world. Amcha Yisrael, for Am Yisrael, you did Teshuah Gdola, big redemption, for Kan Kayom Hazeh, saved them. Achakach Bav Nechev Yitecha, the children came to Bet HaMikdash, Pnu Techalecha, the clear Bet HaMikdash, the old Mikdashecha, the purified Bet HaMikdash, the Diku Nerot Machatzot Koshecha, the lit the candles in the air. The wish Menat Yimei Chanukah Elu, Lodot La'ale, and then they said, Vadin Chashmonaim said, it's going to be a holiday, national holiday for years, to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Really, if you look in the Torah, Torah tells us the first time that somebody fought with somebody, I'm sorry, had a quarrel with somebody, was Abraham and Lot. Anyway, Torah tells us the story. Torah tells us the story. The shepherds of Abraham came to the shepherds of Lot and asked them, how come you take the sheep and you pasteurize and put them on somebody else's private loan? They came back to Abraham. They told Abraham, Lot shepherds, your brother-in-law, your nephew, Lot, these shepherds don't listen to nothing. That's what they do. Says Torah, I'll tell you the story. Abraham Avinu calls Lot. He says, what's going on? And Lot says, no, nothing. And Abraham said, you know what? Let's separate. You go to the right, I go to the left. I go to the right, you go to the left. Forget about it. And Torah says, that's what happened. Lot looked and he saw this dome. Looks like Gan Eden. He said, he's moving over there. Goodbye. Finished. Then you read the story. Okay, so, I don't know. Some information. Then the Torah tells us a statement. And all of a sudden, the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Abraham, and the Torah says, "Acharei pared Lot miimo." After Lot separated, then Hashem spoke to Abraham. He says, "The Gemara, you know, until that moment, we don't have information how long was it. Hashem did not speak to Abraham. Abraham tried to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, tried to meditate, and to get some kind of prophecy from Hashem." But Mila Nevi'im, says the Rambam, he doesn't get it. He lies on the floor, he meditates, no connection. Roaming, it's called in America. Can't go. After Lot left Abraham, says the Rambam, Kol man sharashayim mo, as long as there is Rasha, Lot. Rasha. Yeah, he's Rasha, because his shepherds go and they take the sheep and put it on somebody else's lawn. He's Rasha. Says the Rambam, as long as this person was around Abraham Avinu, Hashem does not want to talk to Abraham Avinu. And at the tefillah in the morning, we say, "Chikenu mishachin ra." A person thinks, "Well, who cares where my neighbor is? You know, I put a gate, I buy a few dogs, and, you know, and I won't let him come to my yard, and I won't say hello to him, and I have nothing with my neighbor." Not so simple. "Chikenu mishachin ra." We pray in the morning, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make sure that my neighbor is not somebody that you don't like, because if Hashem doesn't like the neighbor, doesn't like me as well. That's what Torah tells us. But Hashem did not speak to Abraham. Abraham didn't do anything wrong. No, but the neighbor was Lot. Lot is considered wicked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't speak to him. The Torah emphasizes it. After Lot decided he's going to move, all of a sudden the Torah says, now, the Torah emphasizes, "Achrei pared Lot malav." After Lot left, all of a sudden she speaks to, "Hello Abraham, I want to talk to you." So what happened until now? How come I couldn't get you before the Rasha was next to you? Now I can talk to you. So again, the Torah emphasizes, the Torah tells us the story, really. And the Torah tells us, you know, Abraham tells God, listen, I don't want to have a quarrel with you. I'm not here meriva ben you venecha. He partnered my life. Abraham said to him, look, listen, we don't want to have a quarrel. Yeah, he says, listen, we're having a quarrel right now. When we quarrel, and what it means that I don't want to be next to you. Because I feel that Hashem doesn't answer me, and I cannot talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't talk to me because you're my neighbor. So let's just separate with peace. Because, not because I care what you do, but I care that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not next to me. That's the first time I find in the Torah the word quarrel. As far as judgment is concerned, the first thing that we find really in action, this is when Moshe came back with the second set of the Luchot, Moshe judges. Says the Gemara, you should know something. If you see something wrong here and you don't judge it, it's a judgment upstairs. Yesh din lemata and din lemala. The Gemara says, you know, about those dayanim, about those judges. Says nasi shetav fakibor maseh bereshit. You know, a judge that judges according to the laws of the Torah is considered like a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Besides that, now you know everything goes straight here on earth, but this is prevent from chas v'shalom bet to happen here. A person thinks, you know, he runs away from court system and says, now I'm going to go to Bedin, he's calling him, now I'm going to go to Bedin. I'm going to go to Bedin down here. Yes, Bedin Lamala. And so, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants everything to be straight. And the Torah tells us, Moshe, the first thing he came from Har Sinai, with the second of the Luchot, he judges the nation. As far as revenge is concerned, we read in the Torah, the first thing about revenge is Pinchas. Pinchas, he saw what this guy Zimri, what he did, he said, I'm going to take revenge. And Hashem said, listen, Pinchas took revenge because really I should have done it. I said, guys, come to Gemara and tell us, no, now you should know the story about the Greeks. He said, let me tell you what they did. I says, what they did actually is they sent HaKadosh Baruch Hu away. Says the Gemara, when Menashe put a statue in Beth Hamikdash, years before Beth Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Beth Hamikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be in a place, not a pure place. Actually, when the Greeks came and they started to do all these things in Eretz Israel, in Yerushalayim, in Beth Hamikdash, Hashem left. So bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chashmonaim came, and that's the Gemara says, the Megillat Antiochus says, that they went to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to do something now. There's only 13 of us against hundreds of thousands of soldiers. We're going to try to chase them out of the country. But it's not because we don't want them here in the country. So the first thing, we don't want them here, because if they're here, you're not here. We're not doing it for ourselves. Not doing because, you know, we have to have a state and because the Jew must do this, must do that. No, it's because of you. Because you want to be here, and they're chasing you out. They chased you out already. So we're going to fight. The same way Abraham said he's going to fight with Lot to get him away from him, because otherwise Hashem doesn't speak to him. I said, we want, again, you to come back. And it's called Rafta et Rivam. I think Dada Dinam, says the Rambam, you know, what the Greeks did. Pashtui dehem bivnotam of Mamonam, says the Rambam, that the Greeks came and kidnapped our daughters and robbed our houses with all the fortunes that we had. They robbed the Hamikdash. They took all the gold and silver and all the fortune that we had in the basements and the housing, everything. Says the Rambam, then Shechem Elim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we think, just, you know, they destroyed our family, they destroyed our businesses, they took everything we had. For this, you know, Dante Adinam. So we, you know, we have to take them to court for this. I says, where is all the fortune? What did you do to our daughters? And I come and take my time, then we will take revenge for the actual bad things what they did. Forget about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went away on whatever he did to us. It's like Pinchas, you know. How can you do such a thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sacrifice a pig on the altar and put statues in Beit HaMikdash. Just, this is my revenge. Actually, what it means is that the fight, the war against the Greeks, Hashmonaim said, it's not for us, it was for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, we say in the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you should know that how important the last paragraph before we say Oseh Shalom, we say Aseh Leman Shmach. Hashem will do it for your name. Aseh Leman Yiminach, whatever it means in Kabbalah, the right side. Aseh Leman Toratach, not for me. Do for this, not for me. I said, whatever it has for me is one thing, but now it's for you, it's embarrassing for you. It's embarrassing for HaKadosh Baruch. It's forget about it, I suffer so much. But can you imagine? We are the chosen nation, and somebody does such a thing like this, it's embarrassing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides, Moshe Kodavero said that the angels called HaKadosh Baruch Hu the insulted king. You know, here, so Moshe Kodavero, somebody does something not appropriate or not against the law. Here, the court system, police, they all run after him. And here, Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, don't do this. So a person does it deliberately, you know, so what do you mean? The kings had it. Yeah, but you know, the king is upstairs, so he doesn't do anything. Look, I do certain things he said not to do, and I do, and nothing happened to me. So what does that mean? So the angel said, you're not a regular king, you are an insulted king. People insult you all the time, and you don't do anything. You keep quiet. Why you keep quiet? You tell people to do, they don't do. People don't do, they do. So the biggest embarrassment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people do it. That's what the Maccabim said. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to save the country or save Am Yisrael. It's embarrassment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say in Har HaNisim. Let's say, Amadta Lemetzaratam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood. Because it's the Gemara, Elokim Yitzah Vadat Kel, as far as the court system is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands at the court system. As well, to take revenge, this is Vayamut Pinchas Vayifalel. Pinchas was standing and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take revenge, you stand. By the way, the Gemara says, Migdat Bet HaMikdash Nitzenet Ba'amida. Says the Gemara, Vata Paramo Medimadi. Says the Gemara, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Har Sinai, he was about to go down. Hashem told him, Moshe, wait 1 second. Stand up 1 minute. Says the Gemara, what do you mean stand up here? What do you mean stand up? Moshe was in Shamayim. So Hashem told Moshe, now you stand up. Says the Gemara, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at that moment? Says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a scroll of the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Migla Bet HaMikdash Nimseret Ba'amida. Says the Gemara, Moshe had it. Moshe gave it to Yeshua. Yeshua to his Kenim. And they got to Shmuel HaNavi. And one day, David HaMelech went to Shmuel HaNavi, and Shmuel HaNavi told David to stand up. David said, "What? Stand up now." And he says, "I'm going to give you the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is so important that you have to stand up when you just deliver the blueprint." Amat Alem Et Saratam. I says, "You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you were standing. Actually, if you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing a grab a lot of the team." Rabbi Zechariah said, Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rest his feet, he will stand on Har HaZitim, because the purpose of Mashiach is Beit HaMikdash, and to do Beit HaMikdash, to make the announcement, you have to stand up for this. This is the Reuben Gera, came to Eglon, Melech Moab, well, I want to kill him. So he was sitting on a chair. Says the Gemara, says the Navi, that Ehud ben Gera told him, "I have to tell you something, a message from God." And he was known, he was very holy, Ehud ben Gera. Says the Navi, Eglon stood up. He said, "Why are you standing up?" He says, "If you want to give me a message from Hashem, you have to stand up." So the Gemara says, "This is the zechut he had to Ruta Moabiyah, it was his daughter." I says, because if he had so much respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when Ehud ben Gera told him, "Hashem, Hashem himself stands up." And that's really what the Alan Yisim says. That the fight was not a fight to get the Greeks out of the country. is the purpose of the fight was to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to his place, to Beit HaMikdash. That's what we say in Al-Nisim. Now the fight was over. So what did they do, the Maccabim? Didn't go home? The wife, children, no. First they come into Beit HaMikdash. Say, to your place. And they cleared the Beit HaMikdash. They purified Beit HaMikdashecha. This is respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, when you light a lot of candles, it means you respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chashmonaim, they came to Beit HaMikdash, no menorah. They were looking for candles. They found those 8 pieces of metal, they stuck them in the ground. It says, it's dark over here. It's dark in Beit HaMikdash, it's dark. It says, let us find something to light. They went around Beit HaMikdash. And they found a pitcher of oil, so they lit outside in the yard, says the Gemara. Outside in the yard. But because it was for Hashem, not for ourselves, not for ourselves. Says the Zohar, you know, that's the secret of the Kaddish, it gadal bit kadash merama. Says the purpose of the Kaddish, it's so powerful, the Kaddish. You can talk in the Kaddish, you can learn the Kaddish. The Kaddish is, it gadal bit kadash merama. It says the Kaddish whose name should grow and become holier and holier. And that's the purpose. That's how a person can get things for himself, even though for himself he doesn't deserve it. I says, that's what we say in Al-Nisim. He said, after Chashmonaim came, he said, Hashem gadol v'kadosh bo'olamecha. He made big name for you. It means it's Kiddush Hashem. Was Hashem's name big? I said, that's the purpose of life. Because otherwise, an angel said to Rabbi, you're an insulted king. Everybody stepped on you and you say nothing. That's what it is. It's embarrassment. Embarrassment, such a king has children. And look at the situation. People took the daughters, they took the fortune. Look, it's embarrassment for you. Forget about us. And that's him, and said, listen, I want to explain to you something. They say, Halel. How important Halel? What's about Halel? Yeah, Halel, which party is Hanukkah is Halel? It's an explanation, you know. We say Halel, thank you very much. You know? I said Halel, it says that paragraph is the most important part in Hanukkah. Lo lanu, Hashem lanu, kim leshimchat en kavod. That's exactly what the Chashmonaim did. Lo lanu, Hashem lo lanu. Not for us, for your name. For your name. Says the Gemara, you know, David HaMelech wanted to capture Yerushalayim. So all Yerushalayim, around Beit HaMikdash, they had statues. You will see that nation made statues, and everything was magic. And they could not capture it. There's no way to capture it. No way. It's very strong magic. That magic based on the Shvua, on the sword that Abraham swore to Abimelech. He can't capture it. That paragraph, if you read, and it says, "Atzavim kesev v'zav, pelaim v'lo yidaberu." David HaMelech says, "In Halel, those statues have a mouth; they cannot talk. And I'm v'lo yiru. Says they have eyes; they don't see. And I'm v'lo yishmau. Ears. Every child knows it. But what do you think? A statue. You go by a statue. The statue can see. The statue can hear. No. The Gemara says, you know what David HaMelech says? David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, לא לנו השם. ולשמחה תקבות. אחר זכם תלך. להם אמרו הגויים. אין האלוהים. ולכנו בשמיים. כל השם תצטע. It's a embarrassment for you. He says, look at those statues. The magic statues. They can't talk, they can't hear. And still we cannot control. And still we cannot fight. We cannot get back here at Israel. We cannot build את המקדש. And then, says the Gemara, all the statues broke. And David HaMelech was able to capture. So that's the same idea of what happened with the Greeks. That's what the Gemara says. Hanukkah is business as usual. That's not the issue. It's not a holiday for me. It's a Purim, it's also not Purim. Because that holiday is strictly for Hashem. Strictly for Hashem, not for us. That's what the Maccabim said. And that the Maccabim said, you have to say Halel. They added up. Because in the part it's called Hoda'ah. טוב שמחה הולכה לילדות, זה בפורדיס, זה עושה ברכת המזון. על הכל, אנחנו מודים לך. מברכים עוד שמח, קראו, ואכלת וסבתא, זה עד אפה ודאה, מודים מי? to emphasize it, it's for Hashem's sake. It's not for us at all. They didn't fight for us. That's what the Chachamim said. It's powerful. The Chachamim said, now I've explained to you what it is. He says, Zot Chanukah is very powerful. Chanukah is very powerful. Because the celebration of Chanukah is not that Hashem saved us. No. So call him and say, we saved him. We wanted him back. And we fought for his sake. For Yadal Bit Kadash. Not for us. As I said, Rosh Hashanah comes, Yom Kippur comes, and comes Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and says, listen, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, yeah. I says, no, I says, I don't need it. Not for me, I don't ask for Nasa for me, I don't ask for me anything. I ask you, for your sake, it's not nice. Since I am your son, since I am Am Israel, and look, I says, it's embarrassment for the father that they say, look at the child, the father is Baruch Hashem well off, and here the child goes and he begs money on the streets. I says, yeah, if he begs money for the streets for himself, it's embarrassment. As he begs money on the street to tell how much he wants to do for his father, that's the biggest thing. It means I have nothing, and I became a beggar. I said, why are you going? He said, I want to light Hanukkah candle. So why are you going to light Hanukkah candle? I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I light it for him, not for me. The Makabim did it for Hashem, not for themselves. There's a miracle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them with the oil. He said, look, oil means that you light a menorah, the menorah is for something else. The menorah is nothing for itself. Light is always for others. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu first on creation made the light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us something. He says, I made light for you. I don't need light. I see everything. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, do this for me. Hashem said, you need anything? No. I'm here to teach you something that you don't do for yourself, you do for others. Because the light is the symbol. It's not for me. Hashem, I don't need the light. Hashem made light for us. We should be able to see. Hashem said, listen, you did it for me. I'm going to show you something. That I do it for you. So the whole miracle with oil was just a symbol to show they never meant anything for themselves, the Maccabi. Only meant for Hashem. I want to have Bet HaMikdash for myself. I want to have Eretz Yisrael for myself. I want to have my house for myself. No, I want everything because I'm a son of Hashem. It's embarrassment for Hashem if I don't have it. That's what Chachamim said. It's so powerful. So Chanukah, because after the day last of Chanukah, it's the last day. And what is it? Last day. Now I said, well, listen, whatever you judge us, you judge us on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, this is for our things, what we needed. Now we don't ask anything. Now we realize on Hanukkah, it's not what we need. It is what you want, what you need. It says we are here for you. Not so again, we did something wrong, so now what? Now Hashem is going to punish us. It's not so much what it's going to be. The other nations will be very, very wealthy, and we have everything, we don't have it. It's going to be an investment for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course, we do have to do teshuva. And it says we have to do teshuva on Chanukah. But you have to know, what you're going to ask is not for your sake. It should not be embarrassment for our father, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be the Galavit Kadash. And the Chashmonim said, the first they went, and then the Harkach, he says, Avkach, first Hashem, we did for Hashem, then he saved us as well. We were able to chase them out. We had the country. Chazra Malchut, says the Rambam, 207 years to Am Israel. We were free. Am Chofshi Be'Artzenu. He says, we got everything. Baruch Hashem. But this was not the purpose of the thing. That's what Chachamim said. That's what Chanukah is so powerful. A person can have a relief. Says Dari, a person can have a relief from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah by celebrating Chanukah in the right way. We like to light the menorah because Hashem made a miracle. The menorah to show how much we love the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we wanted to do something for him, and Hashem helped us, and he showed us a picture of oil because we wanted so called to respect him, kabdu burim, respect him with light. He said, okay, here's the light. If you want to do something for me, I give it to you. You want panasa? Why do you need panasa? Because you need panasa for the Hashem's sake. You have to have it in your head. That's what you want. So that has nothing to do with happening Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Shana Rabbah. It's a new contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's much higher. I mean, say, this is really, you should know the secret. And this Parashat Vayigash. It says, all of a sudden, Yosef, the Torah says, Yosef could not hold him back. himself, he revealed himself to the brothers. Says the Zohar, if Yosef would not have done it, maybe he would have come a Mashiach and it would be the end of it. So the Torah tells you details, you hear this, you know, Yosef cries and emotional. And after he revealed himself to his brothers, he asked, Aod Avicha, is my father still alive? And all the Chachamim said, what do you mean his father is alive? He just asked them, 2 days ago, they came to Egypt, he asked them, what do you think, they got a text? What do you mean, Aod Avicha? What are you asking? He said, they cannot answer. What do you mean? The Torah says, they got scared. What do you mean they got scared? They can. The Torah tells you stories. They're in a shock. The Torah says they're in a shock. That's the explanation. That's the way we were taught. I said, Yosef, ask him a question. How's Papa? They can't answer. They're in a shock. Even if it's true, but the Torah is a storybook. The Torah tells you what, how emotional was it and everything. And the Torah says, after Yosef revealed himself, then he cries on Binyamin's neck, and Binyamin cries on his neck. Says the Gemara, what did the Torah have to tell you this? The Gemara says, no, Binyamin cries on Mishkan Shiloh that was in the territory of Yosef, and Yosef cries on the Tubet Mikdash. Hamim said, look what it says over here. It says, Yosef knows the Tubet Mikdash, the Tubet HaMikdash will be in Binyamin territories. So what do you think? He doesn't know about his Mishkan? Of course he knows. If he knows, Yosef was a Navi. Yosef sees now what's going to happen in 1,000 years. It's going to be first Beit HaMikdash that's been destroyed. It's going to be in the territory of Binyamin. And the second one. He cries on Binyamin's neck. On the Tubit Mikdash, it's going to be in Binyamin's territory. Binyamin is also his Navi. So he cries on Yosef's neck on Mishkan Shiloh, standing 369 years in the territory of Yosef, was destroyed. Rabbi Avadia says, even though the Mishkan would never have stayed there anyway, but still to be destroyed is a destruction. So Binyamin cries for this. But if Binyamin sees the future and he knows about this Mishkan in the territory of Yosef, he also knows about himself, the Tubet Mikdash. But he cries, what's going to happen to Yosef? And Yosef cries, what's going to happen to Binyamin? That's what Torah wants to tell us. Comes the Torah and tells us, I want to tell you something else. He says, Yehudah, and it comes to Yosef. So at the end of the discussion, he said, listen, forget about what happened. I cannot see, and I'm not able to see the sadness, the sorrow of my father if I come without Binyamin. That broke Yosef. This is that I have to read myself. If that's the case, even though said the Zohar that if he would have held back and would not revealed himself Mashiach, there was a Mashiach here. But if that causes agony and sadness to my father, it's not worth the whole thing. Not for me, for them. The same concept of the Chashmonaim. So then Yosef asked them, excuse me. Now you know my name is Yosef. I want to ask you something. Is my father alive? So come on, what do you mean alive? What do you mean? Alive means jogging. Alive means if he has Ruach HaKodesh. That's called alive. So what's the answer? No, of course. 22 years, yes, Yaakov was said he had no Ruach HaKodesh. He was like dead. And that's what Torah says. They couldn't answer. Not because he's in a shock. Because the answer is no. He's not alive. He's not alive. That's not called life. If the man has no Ruach HaKodesh, it's Yaakov Avinu. Can you imagine the Navi all of a sudden has a blockage? Moshe Rabbeinu told them Israel, today I'm dying. He said, what do you mean you're dying? He said, come on, how do you know you're dying? Yosef, Moshe felt a blockage in his head. He cannot study, he cannot learn, he cannot do that. He said, I'm dead. Today I'm dying, he told them Israel. He said, what do you think? Yaakov is alive. The Torah says, listen, Yosef asked the brothers, how is Papa? Oh, no, it's Papa. He just told you, Jesus came from Israel. No, his Papa is alive. Alive means, yes, Ruach HaKodesh is a connection. The Torah says, they couldn't answer. In a moment, they were so embarrassed from him. He really doesn't, Yaakov doesn't have it. I says, that's what Joseph said. That's why I have to go bring Papa here. Let him go tell him I'm alive. And the Torah says, it's a story. He says, no, Yaakov revived himself. He has Ruach HaKodesh. So the whole thing is to worry about something else, not about it. The Gemara says, somebody prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he needs it, pray for others. Then you'll have it. Because when you pray for others, you don't mean you. You don't mean you. If you mean you, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks your file. I say, the Hashmonaim, if they would have prayed for ourselves, I said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need the country, we need Beit HaMikdash, it's nice, you know, who knows what will happen. They did for Hashem, for others. And if for Hashem, says the Gemara, then Hashem accepts it. Easier. It is Lord Chanukah. It's to teach us a lesson. Not here for ourselves. We are here for something else. After HaKamocha, and HaKav Rabbicha Al Ta'azov, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're here for His sake. It's the David Kadash, the Chachamim said, it's the power of the Kaddish. The Gemara says, קוראים לגזר דין של 70 שנה, says the Gemara, it's so powerful, the Kaddish, that if somebody had a גזרה in שמיים to live for 70 years, he says, אמן, יהיה שמי רבה, מברך לעלם, למה מהיה, השם תאר זה גזרות. So why תאר זה גזרות? Why? Because it's not for yourself. They said, it's the David Kaddash. He says, I want Hashem them to be big. Are you not for yourself? Then Hashem does for you. That's what we say in Alam Yisrael. Chashmonaim meant for Hashem. I said, you made it to Shua to Alam Yisrael. You made it to Shua for me also. But my real reason is for you, not for me. Can't think about yourself. You have to think about others. I think about others, the Gemara says, Una Tchina. We need Mashiach, we say, Lema'an Shmo Be'ava. Levi Goel, we need Lema'an Shmo. Hashem bring Mashiach for His sake, not for your sake. Kilishu Atcha Kivinu Kolem, for your sake. We hope for your sake, not for our sake. The Gemara says, at the end of the Halel, Tayyum Hashem Asa Hashem, Nagdim Tzucha Bo. Not in the days of the Gemara, Bo, Bishuato. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sake. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we need as well. But we have to aim for others, not for ourselves. That's what he said. It's called Gemara Chatima. This Gemara Chatima, this is the end. The end of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because now, after Hanukkah, Chaim said, now you realize the whole thing about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shana Rabbaz was, the first we have to purify and clear ourselves, what we did. But now we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we did it. But for you, say, for it, Gadavi Kadash, Mimra Ben Menon. Amen.